about. You gotta put it in the
perspective. Wow. And they said it couldn't be done. But lo and behold, here you are doing it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Don't forget to follow me on Facebook. Find out what's happening under Rodney on the Rock, or OQ. Or maybe it's Rodney Bingenheimer. Who knows? But I'll be back. Honking the hits.
All right, I'm here with the lovely couple, John and Vanessa. John and Veronica. I'm sorry, John. Why did I say Vanessa? I got the V right. Veronica, I apologize. I called you Vanessa.
Okay, that's okay.
Let me ask you guys a question. You're a happy couple, right?
Yeah, today.
Vanessa, what do you have to say to that?
Veronica.
I've never gotten somebody's name wrong twice in a row.
This show is a rental car that's been, you're driving it at 80, and then let's just throw it in reverse constantly.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
These nuts, bitch.
Roll another one.
Oh, that's not right. I'm sorry.
Just like the other one.
Kevin's crazy.
This one seems to be about quit.
Just let Kevin live, right?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine,
Fergie.
Roll another one.
You gonna finish it? I'll finish it if you guys don't.
Just like the other one.
What is happening here?
This one seems to be about spent.
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
And I don't have another cent.
I don't. I can't, and I will, and I just help. That is incorrect.
Just pass it around.
Sometimes it just sucks to suck.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
This is a professional organization. What do you think we are?
And now
she's going to be in the new movie, the sex movie. I should have looked that up. The book and lots of sex.
Our feature presentation.
Expect more of that today.
Ellie is having a great day.
Wow!
And these are our first words of the day. Uh-huh. And she's already apparently been texting.
Texting Chip
from
the bathroom right across the hall. Just letting her know I'm here because I'm usually in at about 5:10.
It's like 10 feet.
It's 10 feet away, but I didn't put anything in here like bags or anything, so she wouldn't know I'm here.
Right.
And I just let her know I'm here. Something bad is happening, and I hope to make it in at some point.
You're technically melting.
Yeah.
From the butt.
From the bottom part down. Yeah, I don't... Wow, it is. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced.
Because 5:30 demons are different than, like, midday demons.
I don't know where it's coming from, Jen. Well, I know where it's coming from.
Well, I can tell you where it's coming from. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But then I thought, okay, I'm better. And I come in and I sit down and I finally start looking up some entertainment news.
Can I just interrupt and say it's cute that you thought you were better?
Yeah. Because all of a sudden, Jensen goes, Allie. Because my stomach gurgled. It was all...
And you heard that.
I heard it. It sounded like when Dick Clark did the countdown at the end of his career.
Oh.
It was like...
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
This is coming from her stomach?
Yeah, it was... Yeah. And then... Happy New Year.
It's not good what's happening. So I'm playing hurt.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this has happened before, but it's usually related to immediately after you eat a food that's bad for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, or a migraine.
Did you have chili at 2 a.m.?
Do you know how I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, I could use some chili? I had no food past 7 o'clock last night.
And you, and this wasn't an issue last night either?
No, it started around 4 a.m.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, this is odd, but it'll be gone soon. Nope. Mm. There's apparently a lot saved up.
You're fighting demons.
Yeah, it's...
It's
good morning, it's everybody.
It's a medical miracle sometimes.
Can I tell you
the volume? Yes.
I think about this a lot. Mm-hmm. How, don't you think, just top of your head, right? When you poo, mm-hmm. if you poo a lot and, oh, I have demons, wouldn't it, doesn't it make sense that you just lose a bunch of weight?
It should.
It
absolutely.
Should.
It does make sense,
yeah. Technically,
totally
1 + 1 should equal 2.
Agree.
I poop out a lot all day.
Agree.
My reward should be 5-7 pounds.
Oh, my God. I'd be 90 pounds right now for yeah. what's been
just
happening.
Just after today?
Yeah. I've
taken with the wind.
I've at least let out a toddler.
All right, let me...
Poo toddler?
A poo toddler.
A poodler.
This is the worst
Nobody
conversation
wants that.
For anyone to wake up to.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No. So have you ever...
Oh, we're going deeper. Okay.
Have you ever thought of realizing that this is happening, weighing yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Letting
before
it run
and after.
It, yes, letting
oh,
it run.
Oh, that'd be smart.
Maybe.
My Weight Watchers commercial is me very big in one picture, uh-huh. very thin in the other, and then it's all from poo.
Yeah.
That's what it's, and then it just says poo.
That's the, like, yeah, the tagline.
The tagline is poo. Try it.
Okay. All right.
Morning, Jensen Karp. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, happy Friday, everybody.
No, sir.
No,
sir.
No,
sir.
Thank
I
you.
Have a legacy.
No.
Nope, I have a legacy
no,
to live for.
No, sir.
Yep. I'm out, so out, glad out. You're back, Kevin.
I'll allow it.
We had this for a good week.
Yeah.
Fridays.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It is not okay. Chip and I are only two people, and together we make one small one.
Here's my problem with Friday.
What?
Mm-hmm. My problem with Friday is yeah. that it's too much of people who, and this is why I think Bean does it a lot.
Yeah.
It's too much of people who don't actually have fun.
Hmm.
So to them, the fun is saying the word Friday.
Well, here's
other people live lives where they might have fun, and then they can just call it Friday.
Well, number one, when I walked into this show and started filling in, I realized it was a sort of 2 versus 1.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like joining his squad was almost joining the resistance, hashtag never forget. And I felt as if it was my turn mm-hmm. to join in, so I know he's gone right now. So I have a certain job,
okay.
sort of like these.
Like
I do.
A role.
Yes,
you have a
exactly.
role. Okay.
Like when you hear that like Jeff Sessions has to be around Donald Trump to make sure he doesn't press a button. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? I'm
yeah.
that, but for Bean and for Friday.
Okay.
To make sure it lives on without and him.
Okay.
It's a legacy, guys. The longest running
it's
morning
It's not
show.
A legacy. Yeah.
Okay, fair
and,
enough.
And it doesn't... Friday is dumb.
Mm-hmm. And you put way too much thought into
you did,
Friday
yeah.
just what? Then.
He was talking
I
off the top of his
it.
Head just
well,
then.
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, I memorized all that stuff.
I made my decision. You're fired.
Right, that's it. I'm sorry.
I used former Barack Obama speechwriter John Favreau to write that out.
Nice.
So, yeah, no, I worked hard.
Well, look good. Look
well,
good.
Happy Friday.
This isn't...
Oh,
nope.
I made my decision. You're fired.
This is our final day in this building.
It is. And I...
You're really going to destroy
really
it. You're going to bring it down.
Letting it know I'm
yeah.
over you.
Are you going to miss the termites?
What about the little... You'll see it today. Just this one little fruit fly.
Oh,
can't
yeah?
get rid of it.
We've complained about this place for... How long has it been? 18 years?
Sure.
1999, 2000? So we've complained about this place that long.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a dump.
It's a dump.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it's our dump. And now that we're moving out of it, I'm super bummed.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff has happened here.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really have neighbors to annoy. We're going to a different building where we'll have people above us and on the floor below us.
Yeah.
They're
going to
hate us. We did that in the 90s. And the whole building hated us.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm looking forward to that.
I know, but imagine starting over without mold. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Black lung, I can finally get rid of that, which will be nice. I literally walk in every morning and within 5 minutes, I'm coughing, my nose is running, my eyes are itching. So there's something in here that I hate and hates me back.
But Monday, you're going to go, oh, I miss my eyes watering.
You mean because she's going to be pooping so bad still?
Oh, no.
She'll wish the problem was somewhere else.
Here's the thing. Where's the closest bathroom there?
Oh.
Do we know?
I have walked there several times, and I don't know.
Oh, good God.
I didn't
what
really look.
What if this was at the new station?
Well, sounds like someone needs a bucket.
So anyway, this is the final day that we're working from this building.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of bummed. The studio's all torn apart. We're working in a side studio, a production studio that's not the main one, and They supposedly took all of our equipment over there. They supposedly just threw it all together, and now it's going to work like a miracle.
I mean, just by the odds of nature.
Yeah.
Are we on the air Monday?
Listen, here's what I would do. I would make sure to listen Monday. Because if we do make it on the air, there will be problems throughout.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine what I have to do with a quote-unquote working studio.
Yeah, you're screwed, Chip.
Yep.
Chip comes in every Monday.
Yeah.
And for some, we don't know what goes on here on the weekends. But
no.
For some reason, most everything has changed, and nonsensically. You can't figure out, like, why would someone have changed this? There's no reason to do
like
that.
Like, someone's been running a morning show on weekends that doesn't get aired but gets taped for 18 years.
No, but because it doesn't even make sense that way. You go, well, did they have to move that light? Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, what's happening?
Yeah. Huh.
So Chip has to come in and rebuild things. So Monday.
A brand new space.
When everything... Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, no, you can't get sick.
Oh, no, Chip's getting sick.
When every single thing there is just thrown together.
Yeah, I was there recently. I stopped by. And
you did?
About a week ago, and I'll tell you that the progress, it's really young. It's early.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sorry, because we're starting, what I heard was we're starting at 6 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, Megan Holiday will be the first live show from the new studio.
When were you there?
About a week ago. About 7 days ago.
Okay, and?
Okay.
I would say that it was 30%, 35%.
A week ago.
Hmm. How long have we been in this studio?
About a month and a half.
And then I did walk by, and there was a guy on his... This is for reals. You're going to think I'm making a bit up. But he was on his hands and knees in the corner, and I said, hey. And then he looked up at me, and he went, hey.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like bummed.
Oh, he was defeated.
He was defeated. But again, I didn't put that on him. I'm telling you that really he was defeated and sad. But I don't know if maybe he had like a death in the family or something, but I think it probably was connected to the station.
It probably was, yeah.
No.
Here's the other problem is that we have different radio stations for the same company, and they're all sort of moving at the same time. So they're moving people around, different studios.
Well, you guys know Stryker's been living there for the past 3 months.
Sure.
Just in the room.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean.
That's good.
Yeah.
Does he have to stay there when we're there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, he's on a leather couch, which is sort of in brand for him, you know, just like kind of an edgy guy.
Sure.
Matt Stryker?
Yeah. Well, you know, like edgy in a leather couch way. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
No!
Like, edgy, but also like Kohl's. You know what I mean?
What's happening right now?
There's no such thing. Those worlds don't mix.
Well, you know, with Stryker, it's kind of like, you know, he has like rock friends, but also he's like kind of cool. Anyway, leather couch Stryker. But I'm saying he's sort of taken on the new K-Rock studio, and I do believe that he's getting mail there already.
Okay.
And, like, he's just taking it in. Yeah.
All right. Well, it should be interesting to
find
out.
If you take anything out of this first segment, please know that, as a metaphor, I think Stryker is like a leather couch.
From Kohl's.
That's very nice. Morning, everybody. I forgot to tell you the date. It's Friday, the 21st of September. Do you remember? Bean would force me to play that.
Bean would be very proud of you.
I'm happy to pick that up for Bean.
Yes,
who's on vacation. That's why Jensen's here. We're really grateful to Jensen.
Thank you.
Except for the Friday thing.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
Everything else, all good.
All right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
No way. Not ever.
We're going to give away a Wheel of Crap for the last day, which includes the couch in our office. Don't look at me like that, Allie. That's not what I was thinking. The couch in our office.
Yeah.
And that couch is... not cool.
No, I believe Bean said yesterday it has cholera on it.
That was his example.
It's definitely, it looks, okay, I don't know the history behind it, but it does look
you
like.
You can guess the history.
I have a feeling. Okay. The Bloodhound Gang has sat on it, which is enough for me to know K-Rock exists. So there's like you have like a sheet on top of it.
Yes, a cover.
But it's raw, it doesn't fit.
Right.
So yeah, it looks bunched up oddly,
you just found something, like a satchel, and then it's a huge bag, and then you just put the sofa in the huge bag.
It does look like that. Yeah. Yeah, at best.
At best.
Yeah.
It's not from Kohl's, and it's not leather. Sorry.
No, correct. Mm.
No, no, no.
All right, so today we have a Cheers with Beer Mug, who's going to ask people in the bar if it's too early to start decorating for Halloween.
I can answer that.
We have, like I said, the Wheel of Crap. We're giving away stuff for the last day in this building. We have tickets for Will Ferrell's Best Night of Your Life. And I don't know if you've heard the details of that, but it is amazing.
Yeah.
And we're giving away tickets for that. It's Friday, so we've got Keep It 100. And at 7 a.m., Foo Fighters, stop by and join us here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56. Time for our first look at what's happening with Alan McGill.
Well, yesterday when I mentioned Will Ferrell's Best Night of Your Life and I told you who was going to be performing and we all lost it because it's incredible.
It is incredible.
We found out today that we're giving away tickets after the Foo Fighters come in. Mm-hmm. In the 8 o'clock hour, I believe.
Right.
But in case you are just waking up and you didn't hear about this, it is a extravaganza, dare I say. It is going down at the Greek Theater on October 6th. They're going to have, you know, it's just some comedians so far. Jerry Seinfeld, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, Samantha Bee, Jim Jeffries, Kumail Nanjiani, and more. And then they thought they'd add in some music. So who do you get? Well, you obviously get Will's doppelganger, Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith. He's going to lead a one-off supergroup, and it's catchy. It's called Chad Smith's Super Mega Funktastic Jam Rock All-Stars. So
it's going to be cool merch.
Very cool merch. I'm going to need three shirts, and we'll all wear them together
so you can read it. Yeah, I was going to say,
three people. Yeah. Here's that band. Coldplay singer Chris Martin.
Okay.
Pearl Jam guitarist Mike McCready.
Okay.
Chili Peppers guitarist Josh Klinghoffer and Guns N' Roses bassist Duff McKagan.
All right.
Okay.
That's going to wail.
Seriously, you guys. This looks like a blast.
Those are fun even if they're not great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to watch different people meshing with different people.
That's how I feel about this show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. and all proceeds are going to benefit Cancer for College, which provides college scholarships to low-income, high-achieving cancer survivors.
Sorry,
you thought something else.
No, I just thought we're getting cancer into colleges, which I think is wrong.
It's wrong.
You're right. That is wrong.
Yeah. When you
I don't care what band's playing.
Cancer for College, you're like, I don't want that.
No.
But then it provides scholarships. Yeah, low-income, high-achieving cancer survivors. So this is wonderful. All proceeds. I mean, Will Ferrell's doing it right.
Yes.
I like that. So that is coming up at 8 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. You guys, Veronica Mars is coming back. We had heard rumors, but it's definite now because, well, Kristen Bell said it. It is coming back for an 8-episode revival on Hulu. And in case you're worried, oh no, I don't remember all the episodes before. Don't worry, Hulu will air all the episodes. They struck an agreement for streaming rights to all past episodes of The Veronica Mars Show, including the 2014 feature film. So you can get your fill of Veronica Mars before it comes out in 2019.
I want to let you know, I think there's too much TV in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never seen Veronica Mars.
It's pretty good.
What is it about?
It's Kristen Bell.
Yes.
And she's a super sleuth. Does anyone use that word?
Maybe like a detective?
Like I'm trying to find Carmen Sandiego? Like what?
No, I mean, she literally is solving crimes.
Yeah, she's an investigator.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way we just described it doesn't do it justice.
Is she from
really
Mars?
Quite good. No.
Just a name.
Just a name.
Her name isn't even Veronica.
There's too much TV.
It's just weird. Just weird.
Tapping out.
This is exciting though for Dave.
Oh. What's up?
Dave is pumped.
About the Veronica Mars.
Oh, my God. You don't know his...
Loved it, talked about it, worshipped it.
He's insane.
It is one of those Firefly type of things where, like, if you're into it, you have to, like, own it.
No, didn't he buy Kristen Bell, like, gifts and stuff?
Here's the thing. We had Kristen Bell on the show several times, and then she was going to come back in, and Dave let her know his love.
So then he got
Kristen Bell and Dave.
Like, salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper shakers. Yeah. One for each of them.
I mean.
And it's odd that we never heard from her again.
Yeah.
Yeah, she hasn't come back.
Never heard.
All right. It's weird, because she usually likes sloths. Isn't that her thing?
She does. Good pull.
Thank you.
I like it. All right, some birthdays for you. Some really great people. We've got Cheryl Hines, Liam Gallagher, Bill Murray, Stephen King.
Wow.
Right? Jerry Bruckheimer and Dave Coulier from Full House. And that's what's happening.
7 o'clock this morning, Foo Fighters stopped by. We're excited about that.
Yeah.
Love those guys so much. Right now, it's time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day, you can leave us a message on any topic. We were talking about logins and how you have to change them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be something that you can remember. Like Omar's was Pimp Daddy.
Yeah.
And mine, I said, I usually blame my younger brother for everything when I was a kid. So my password for a long time was Bruce probably did it. No one would know that.
No.
I can remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I do see one issue with this segment.
What's that?
We're telling people our passwords.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Former.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I shouldn't tell you about mine.
What is it currently?
Well, it's I love Harvey Weinstein, but I did it before the problem.
Oh, okay.
Before any of the issues, yeah. I love this film, so yeah. I'm stuck with it now. But right.
But
now
you can
that
remember
it. Air,
you can remember it even better now.
Oh yeah, I just looked down at my tattoo. But now that I've said it, I have to change it.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Very easy.
Hey, Kevin, this is a podcast listener from Boston. I just wanted to thank you for inspiring me. I liked your conversation about funny login passwords. And this time I had to change mine for work. Instead of using my usual combo of my boring son's name and birthday, I was inspired by you and changed it to threesome sigil 1067. So thank you for that. I love you. And keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, Allie, it was a threesome sigil.
Threesome sickle. Oh, Jensen.
I had to listen to it a couple times, too, just to make sure what she said.
Well, now she has to change it again.
I'm sure she's already used it and moved on.
When I was a kid, I memorized the Countries of the World song from the Animaniacs.
Okay, so we were talking about things you memorized as a kid or even as an adult that really wasn't all that necessary.
Mm-hmm. Here's the third verse. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, and Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana, Mozambique, Gambia, Swaziland, Zambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana.
Impressive.
They don't make cartoons like they used to.
They don't.
It's impressive, but what does it do for him today? Other than just get him laid at bars.
What?
Yeah.
What? I mean, where? What bar?
Oh, trust me. He's getting it.
All right. Fair.
Here's another one on the same topic.
Q-W-E-R-T-Y-U-I-O-P-A-S-D-F-G-H-J-L-C-X-C-V-B-N-M. The letters on the typewriter. Memorize.
Oh.
Again.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And you're going to do what? Allie does reach people with her commercials. This AT&T commercial, this guy's very fond of.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just wanted to request more of those AT&T commercials. I love hearing Allie talk about how much she cares about my thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, more for your thing. That's our thing. Yeah.
That guy's a serial killer, for sure.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's definitely outside.
Here's a beautiful, beautiful song about Allie's parents.
Allie's mom is wearing a thong.
That's the whole thing.
I don't need it.
Tell the story quickly, Allie. Recap how you thought your parents were napping.
Listen, Jensen was a part of that
because we
had a whole thing about how our parents are really bad at social media. And I said, when my parents take a nap, they just send me an email. And in the subject line, it says napping. And then an hour later, I'll get, we're up, you know, something like that. And then an Afro caller called and was like, oh, that's so cute that you think your parents are napping
and not napping, boning.
Yeah. And by the way, an hour for props to your dad.
I hate everything that's happened
props.
Since then.
Laying it down. Here's a song.
So I was listening to the show this Friday morning. You always play the Afro callers and someone always brings up Allie's parents. It got me thinking. So I rewrote the lyrics to this classic song. Here goes. It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Allie's parents looking forward to the email. Friday, Friday, laying it down on Friday. Allie wants to believe that they're napping. Emailing, yeah. Bang, 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 bang. Looking forward to the boning. You're welcome.
No,
that
you
is
guys.
A beautiful, beautiful thing. They care, Allie.
That was stunning.
It was pretty
that was
nice.
Written
yeah.
by Diane Warren. Yeah. Who did the Titanic theme.
I also apparently tweet with my butt at times.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And there was a long, long, long tweet that started with Radion Durf.
Radion, Radion, Radion Durf. Radion Durf. Radion, Radion, Radion Durf.
I am going to skip that Broadway show, but a lot of people lining up for it.
We have been driving crazy with driving a listeners crazy with this song. And that's what this call's about.
Radion Durf, 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 Durf. Radion Durf, 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 Durf. Radion Durf, 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 Durf.
Oh, hail Supreme Leader Kevin.
Oh, a follower. Nice.
This is one that Allie actually could promise today.
Smell my poop, 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 doop, doop. Smell my poop, 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 doop, doop. Smell my poop, 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 doop, doop. Smell my poop.
She sounded sweet and cute singing.
Right, exactly.
What's maybe. Happening in there is not maybe, sweet nor cute.
Maybe it is the right thing to tear down this building.
What I always do when the Baby Shark song comes in my head is I just remember the Badger song. You know,
all right.
Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom.
That's also a beautiful, beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a banger. Jam.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day, anytime. You guys, beer mugs in here.
Kevin, turn his mic
on. Turn the mic on. Or not. So this is on you, Allie. If things go wrong, this is on you.
Oh, no. Usually Bean's the one that says turn the mic. Yes.
Turn it on. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Muggs.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi, Muggs.
How are you? I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Good. Again, that's a mic.
Am I yelling again?
Again, yeah.
They got to tone this coffee down there.
They really
because
do.
Because every time I drink it.
Yeah, that's on them.
It might be. It also might be the meth.
Yes. Yes, I got to cut back on the meth intake.
Well, a Muggs is the opposite of this Muggs in Cheers with Beer Mug.
Yeah.
Now, you go to a bar, your local bar.
My local dive bar, very divey, O'Grady's in Granada Hills.
Yeah.
They have nice bar nuts over there.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And great drinks.
Oh.
And great people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
you pick a topic every single time.
I pick a topic every single time I go. This week was, fall is on Saturday, I believe.
Saturday. Sunday's the first full day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get people's opinions on whether they thought what time was too early to decorate for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Allie already has, so she's already
That's
answered
insane.
That for herself.
I already have, and I already asked the only person that matters, Danny Elfman, and he said there's no time too early for Halloween.
He
so
did say
suck
that.
It.
Yeah. I mean, you go into stores nowadays, and they have their Halloween decorations out in July. It's
right.
pretty ridiculous.
It's pretty awesome.
So it's time for Cheers with Beer Mug.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. Right? Now, in this particular one, I want you guys to listen to the level of drunkenness, not from the people in the bar.
Oh, no.
From Muggs. He starts off drunk and slows down at an incredible rate.
When is too soon to start decorating for Halloween?
Never.
So you can start decorating in March if you wanted to?
I would just leave it up.
Just leave it up all year round so you don't have to take it down.
Yeah. Halloween's my favorite holiday.
So you would leave it up during the other holidays?
Heck yeah.
I like it. I mean, I love it. I love it. I love it.
When it's not even October yet. I mean, I passed by a house earlier today. It's not even late September. You see a house with decorations. I get it if you're advertising for a haunted house or something, but if not, you're just getting my hopes up for people in revealing outfits, and I gotta wait more than a month.
Too early to decorate for Halloween is any time before Thanksgiving.
What?
Because before then, you're not giving the proper tribute to Thanksgiving, man. That's one of the best holidays we Americans have.
What if I were to tell you, John, Halloween is before Thanksgiving?
I would literally my pants right now.
Oh, my God.
Ramson, when is it too early to start decorating for Halloween?
Oh, didn't they teach you not to eat while you're giving interviews?
They actually encourage that.
All I smell is popcorn.
Esther, when is too soon to decorate for Halloween?
Now it's Muggs
did
at half speed.
Did you slow it down?
I did not slow it down, no.
That's Muggs?
That's Muggs at half speed. I'm telling you, he drinks way harder than the people that he's interviewing.
They pour him really stiff there.
That sounded like you called someone's parents to tell them that you have their kid hostage.
With a voice,
this is not a game. I have your child.
When is too soon to decorate for Halloween?
like July when we just barely got over Independence Day.
Wait a minute. You saw somebody decorating for Halloween in July?
I saw someone decorating for Thanksgiving in July, but yes.
What the f***? Like, shouldn't this corresponding holiday, what? You should start decorating the first of that month?
Are you buffering? What is going on? Are you getting full surface?
The little loading pinwheel is going right there.
This corresponding holiday, you should start decorating the first of that month.
Too early to start decorating for Halloween. Honestly, for all you guys that love those horror flicks, Halloween never would ever come too soon.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
Favorite horror flick? The original Halloween.
Way to go, Monty.
Right?
Backing up car?
Zach, I'm not sure we got a consensus. One said not before November, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
No.
One said not until Thanksgiving ends. Yeah. What?
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever.
He doesn't know when the holidays are, I don't think. But
good work. As far as I'm concerned, you really nailed it, Muggs.
I'm going to go back tonight, so if you guys want to join.
Listen, journalism is journalism. I'm going to let you do the profession.
You're
killing it, Woodward.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:52. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, right here on this radio station, Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters?
Oh,
very excited about
that.
Love those guys so much. That's coming up just after 7 right now. Allie is here. What's happening?
Kevin, this won't be news to you because you, of course, you're the head of Radion DERF.
Right.
And somehow I feel like you're involved with the Illuminati, if not helping the Illuminati.
I'm Illuminati adjacent.
Yes, exactly. Well, Beyonce's drummer.
Just for the record, I saw it more as a Heaven's Gate thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like I know that you, you said a couple times that you think it has like a cult thing.
Yes.
I agree, but I think in the like, they're going to pass away saying they're meeting aliens, but it's way too early.
Well, that's what they want you to believe.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think they
Am I going to come out and say I'm part of the Illuminati? No, don't be ridiculous.
Illuminati would show some sort of power. I think Radion DERF is on some, like, we live in a San Diego, like, track home.
Right.
That's what you think.
But do you
know? But that's why he wields so much power, because you're underestimating.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You're underestimating not only him, but his reach.
Okay. Thank you.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, that's Jensen Carr, by the way, and for Bean.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, it is. Beyonce's former drummer claims that the singer practices, quote, extreme witchcraft and cursed her with, quote, magic spells of sexual molestation.
What?
According to The Blast, Kimberly Thompson sought a temporary restraining order, that's hard to say, following claims she made about Beyonce. In the court documents that The Blast obtained, Thompson, who worked for Beyonce as a drummer for 7 years, claims that Beyonce started a campaign of harassment against her that includes the extreme witchcraft and dark magic. She also claims that Beyonce murdered her kitten.
Oh,
wow.
She also believes that Beyonce has been tapping her phones and controlling her finances. Here's the thing. Her request for
Beyonce's in the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Well, her request for a temporary restraining order was denied by a judge, and you can look at it two ways. One, that this woman needs some psychological help, and he's obviously not going to give her a restraining order, or the judge is in on it, right?
Or the judge has been moved. Yeah, the judge has been possessed as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
I didn't think about it that way.
This is all insane,
sound insane. Yeah. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
You should be medicated.
Yeah.
I will say, as someone who has went to a Beyonce concert, though, it does seem that Beyonce does have a lot of power over white women.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to the left, everyone moves to the left.
Right, right.
To the right, everyone moves to the right.
You're stupid. So dumb. So, we had Joel McHale Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yes.
He was in talking about his new movie, Assassination Nation. Well, it's good that he did, because they're not getting much publicity otherwise. So this movie, it's about this, it's like a satirical riff on the Salem witch trials. They are getting blocked from social media on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and billboards because
what?
The stills feature the cast in leather jackets with guns. And they're being blocked from all these platforms saying that we're objecting to the guns and the star's relative state of undress. So apparently, you can't be half naked and hold a gun. That's insane. So, yeah, they're getting blocked everywhere.
It's so weird.
Interesting. Yes.
It's probably for the best.
Oh, no. The film opens today if you'd like to see it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's good.
Joe McHale coming back soon.
Love him. If you're in a relationship,
go on.
You have a kid.
Yes.
Then you break up 13 years in. You're just like, you know what? It's just not working out.
Right.
Do you think maybe, you know what I'll do? I'm going to maybe think about having another baby with him, though.
Huh.
With the same guy?
Yes. That's okay. What's happening right now.
Are they back together?
No. Alicia Silverstone. She wants to grow her family, and she may be hitting up her ex-husband for some help. She's already mother to 7-year-old Bear with her ex, Christopher Jarecki, and it seems, obviously, they're on very good terms. And this is a quote from her interview with Working Mother. I've always dreamed of having a little girl, but of course, I want another little bear, too. So whatever happens, it happens. It's good by me. I'm not in a relationship, but there are other ways to make babies. And the writer of the article notes, not off the table, asking Bear's dad for an assist.
You know what? I kind of agree with that.
In person, though, right?
It.
It's got to be delivered in person.
Oh, yeah. You can't. It's not like a... You've already been there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrong, though. I think it's kind of the right move.
They split in May of 2018 after 13 years of marriage. They're on good terms.
Yeah.
It would be...
That's good.
Bear's biological sister, brother, whatever.
Stop saying Bear like it's totally fine.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Totally fine name.
It's not a Bear. Fine. By the way, this baby's name is Bear Blue. That's the full name. Listen, Bear Blue Jarecki.
You gonna defend that?
You don't know my obsession with all things Bear. I love Bears. So if you're gonna name a kid Bear, I'm in.
I mean, I hope it grows up to be like a full bear. Like
a hairy gay man?
That's
a bear.
Yeah, I do kind of wish that a lot.
All
but
right.
I mean like a full, like a species bear. Like hibernates, like takes people's picnics.
Yeah.
Like I want it to be a full bear.
Like a cartoon bear.
We thought it was a cute liberal name, and now we have a wild animal.
He's just breaking into cars, stealing gum.
Loves honey. Wait, is that? Yeah, that's bears.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, good. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, good Lord. Just ripping people's faces off.
Loves
that took a turn.
Sings the bear necessities.
Like
all the time.
Took a real turn from just talking about maybe your ex-husband.
Well, just trying to think it through, you know?
Absolutely.
Bear Blue Jarecki.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Nah.
Right.
Nah, Alicia.
It's nonsense.
Nah.
Not a good name.
So, coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk Kanye West, apparently working things out through Instagram posts, just using social media instead of a phone.
Okay.
It's weird. It's weird. We're going to talk about that. And Star Wars. Is there more to come? Are they pumping the brakes? What's going on? I'll have the answers, but first... Some birthdays for you. Liam Gallagher, Luke Wilson, Cheryl Hines, Jerry Bruckheimer, Bill Murray, Stephen King, and Dave Coulier. And that's what's happening.
Right? I mean, we're in our final couple of hours here in the K-Rock building. They're getting ready to tear the place down.
I was thinking there was bad things going on with Foo Fighters.
Oh, Foo Fighters are fine. No, I'm building up to that. As solemn a day as this is, we're all wearing black armbands. We're all getting ready to say goodbye to the K-Rock building for the last time. What better way than to go out than with one-third of Foo Fighters, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Kevin Smith Show. Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins, welcome back to K-Rock, my friends. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
You're good.
You got to go back, Dave. I imagine you got to go back to the K-Rock Burbank and at least the Burbank days, if not the Pasadena days, right?
God, I guess. I don't remember. That in like the early 90s? That
early was, the 90s was Burbank.
All yeah, of that was Burbank. Huh? Yeah.
So this moved here...
1999?
Around 2000, I think, is when we moved into this building. Okay. But the Wrecking Ball's coming like this weekend or something. So you are officially, ladies and gentlemen, the last guests at the world famous K-Rock.
And then we're signing off for good.
Wow.
What?
I don't think, no. I think we're good.
I think the station's fine. We're just moving addresses. That's all.
Got it.
Well, welcome back, guys. It's great to see you.
Thanks, man. It's nice to be here.
I think the last time you were here was Breakfast with Foo Fighters, which we did last October. And you remember you pulled our friend Ashley out from the crowd to sing on stage with you. And
you
guys do that a lot. You really have a great deal of confidence in your concert goers to have the ability to sing your songs.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't remember when it started. I think it might have started in Canada, where we used to do the Rush song Tom Sawyer.
Right.
But
tried to do it.
Yeah, I don't know the lyrics. Nobody can sing like Geddy Lee.
Of course.
And so I'm looking at 10,000 Canadians. Like, does anybody know this? And everybody's hand went up because it's like their national anthem. So that guy. So there was one dude pointing at his friend like, he knows it. He knows everything. And that kid came up in like a Primus t-shirt. I don't remember. And he gets up there and just
nailed
destroys
it.
The song. It was amazing.
Well, as impressive,
it was a real moment.
Taylor playing Neil Peart. Like, are you kidding? That's not an easy song.
Taylor's like the only guy that's really ever played with Rush other than the drummer of Rush.
Huge.
I mean, come on.
That's true.
Yeah. Actually,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the producer was produced a couple of our records, the All My Life record and stuff. And he said,
they were saying, dude, the band really.
You should play with Rush in Toronto. I'm like, they're not going to let me play with them.
That's like, you should ride bikes with Lance Armstrong. It'd be really fun. Yeah.
But there have to have been, like, I just saw you pulled a mother-daughter combo out of the crowd the other night. There have to have been.
No one's supposed to know about that.
And that wasn't even at a concert. Can we change
easy.
Topics? There have to have been disasters, though.
What happens in San Jose stays in San Jose.
But don't people sometimes get up there and just freak out because they're on stage with
We don't know what happened that night.
That was a little funny. I mean, because there was a girl with a sign saying, I want to sing Under Pressure with Taylor. And she was standing next to this other woman. So I'm pointing at the person with the sign.
Right.
And then we get her to come up. But I think the other woman thought I was pointing at her. So they both came up.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was a mother and daughter thing.
I didn't either. I don't think it was, actually.
Who knows? But there was this one girl singing. And then
really quietly.
This other woman that's been to 37 shows dancing in, like, moon boots. Did you see? I don't know if it's like...
What is happening?
Yeah,
and Dave was playing drums. And he could barely play because he was laughing so hard. I was just, like, looking at him going, what the F is going on?
Tour's almost over.
What are we doing? This is supposed to be a career.
There has to have also been really horrible singers that come up, maybe don't even know the words.
There was one time when this kid got up to play drums, and we literally couldn't get him off the stage. And his dad was sitting there on the side of the stage, like, filming him. And we're like, dude, get your son off the drums.
He's cute for the first 3 minutes.
I'm that kid's dad, I'm like, you're staying there.
I'm not going to pick up a 7-year-old. Like, I don't want to get, like, can you please get off the drums?
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, there's this kid that he's like, we called him Lil Fonzie.
Remember that? He was
wearing a leather jacket. His hair was slicked back. He was 5 years old. I'm like, Lil Fonzie, come up on stage. So his dad just kind of like throws him up on stage. I'm like, dude, get your ass up here. I'm not taking care of
you. I'm not a
kid.
Babysitter.
No.
Right. Yeah. Hey, this is Taylor Hawkins and Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. We're going to be talking about the Cal Jam, obviously, in a minute. But since you brought it up, you mentioned that the person on stage had seen like 30-something of your shows.
Yeah.
We just had this conversation on the air this week where our listeners were calling in that have seen bands 40 times, 50 times. We had someone who'd seen Slayer 80 times. Someone who'd seen 311 over 200 times.
Sheesh.
Who would each of you say you have seen the most times in concert as a fan?
Oh, God.
There have to be bands you never miss that you love when you can.
I know who it is for me, for sure.
Who is it? Who is it,
it's Jane's Addiction.
How many times?
Okay. I've seen them at least 10 times.
Okay.
I saw the original incarnation like 4 times. And then I've seen...
But that's the weird thing is we were saying 10 times seems like a lot. And then we started getting these calls from people saying 80.
Slayer 80 times.
Yes.
80 times. Yes.
That's strong.
That is strong.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
We had a listener who's seen Rush 40 times.
The Rush people, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a little obsessive.
It's a little... It's like Dungeons and Dragons, you know.
Yeah.
Once they're in that club, it's like they're just like they're there every show. Yeah.
You guys must look out and go, "Oh, come on again!" to some
people, right?
No. Well, I don't want to not sell tickets to our shows.
Right?
Yes.
But, okay.
But yes, cool all yes. the time.
Yeah, okay.
There's
cool
about
it,
four or five. We have names for every one of them,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Pet names.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Do we have to take a break here, Kevin? Or
well, let's just mention Cal Jam real quick.
And then we'll come back and talk some more about it, because that's why the boys are here. This is the second annual Cal Jam. Cal Jam 18 is going to be October 5th and 6th at the Glen Helen Regional Park in San Bernardino. 20-plus bands on four stages. Now, you didn't know how it was going to go last year, and I get the feeling, Dave, that it exceeded all expectations.
You
right?
know, yeah. I mean, all the bands were great, and I think the audience had a great time.
I went, and it was great.
It was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
But backstage was the most fun ever, because it was just like, we just called all our friends.
Yeah.
And said, hey, do you want to play a show? We had this gigantic barbecue. And so it's fun because all of us are kind of connected in a way. Like this year, Garbage is playing.
Yeah, I love
Butch
that.
Vig, I've known for, you know, 28 years or something like that.
Avery plays bass with them too now.
Does he really?
Yeah, Eric from Chains.
Oh, right on. Them, yeah. And then Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, his band, Giants in the Trees, playing. Then Iggy Pop is playing with Josh Homme from Queens of Stone Age. Tenacious D is playing.
Love it.
You know, related to them as well. The Greta Van Fleet people. And there's a lot of really great bands.
So you just said, who do we want to hang out with backstage? Let's make a list.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. If you like, Tenacious D people are the funniest people in the world.
Agreed.
So they're
absolutely
always fun to hang out with.
Sure.
If you want to like go off the rails, then you got to hang out with Josh Homme, because he is out of his mind.
Yeah.
And it's the most fun ever. If you want to talk about like obscure indie records, maybe Butch Vig.
Yeah. No, sure. Yeah. He. I love what he doesn't like. That's my favorite.
You love what he like doesn't
when,
like.
Like when he puts his foot down. I mean, because we made a couple records with Butch.
Yeah, he draws the line at sticks.
Oh, my God.
Hates sticks.
Is that right?
Won't do sticks.
I'm offended by that. How about you guys?
I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, you know, come on. But also, another thing about Butch, when we make a record with him, it's like he will grind you down till like it is like note perfect. And then there's me and Dave had a saying with Butch. Butch, if it gets any better, it's going to get worse.
I can see that. There's a certain amount of beauty in just having fun and just messing around and do whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Which is probably what Styx did, and that's why he doesn't like that.
All right, press pause right there. We got much more to talk to the guys about. Here's the ticket information. Some tickets still available at Ticketmaster. General admission tickets sold out, by the way. But there are some lawn tickets for Saturday, and there are some Friday night party tickets available, too. So you want to go to Ticketmaster.com for that. Again, Taylor and Dave are here from Foo Fighters. We're talking Cal Jam 18. Quick break. More with the boys right after this on K-Rock. Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins in studio with us here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock.
For us.
They are representing the rest of the band who's sleeping in today. Cal Jam 18 tickets are on sale now. Now, how much of this actual curating do you do, or you just have people that do all the work for you?
Well, I mean, we get together and we talk about all the music that we'd like to hear, you know? So a lot of these bands, like I said, are friends, but then there are some bands...
Styx
that we have never hung out with before. Taylor got close. Yeah. But
where did Billy Idol come from?
England, I think.
Yeah, he was in this band, Generation X. He was kind of a punk rock guy. A
couple of wise asses.
Had a bunch of hits in the 80s.
Rebel Yell.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, he still brings it big time. He's really
great.
Impressive.
Dude, I got to hug that guy when he was like wearing a Speedo in the dressing room the other day.
Which is hot.
All right. Yeah. Continue. Go on.
Strong.
Go on.
Strong body.
All right. What do you smell like?
He's 20 years older than me and Dave. He's 20 years older than me and Dave, and if all three of us took our shirt off in front of you guys, Billy Idol would win.
He would win, yeah.
He would win.
For now, how would he compare to Iggy, who doesn't own a shirt?
Well, you know, Iggy, it's apples and oranges.
Yeah, Iggy's Iggy.
Iggy's Iggy. Yeah. You can't.
There's no comparison.
You can't mess with Iggy. No. But
he's the original shirt off guy.
He sure is. No shirt.
All right, so being asked if you curated and how much you're involved, are you on that weekend going to be on a walkie-talkie yelling at people, firing people?
Well, I do have a golf cart.
Yes.
And I will be wearing, like, a wicker hat.
Sweet.
And I'll have a beer, probably.
Good.
And then
you'll
maybe
have
some
a beer?
Brisket. I will have a beer.
All right.
Just one.
Okay.
And
after another.
Going from stage to stage. There's one artist, this Anna von Hauswolf, that's this Swedish artist. that I don't know, not many people know about her, but I'm a huge fan. Okay. And so I just looked at it as an excuse to like see the bands that I don't normally get to see.
All right.
So it's going to be
a good way to do it.
Yeah.
New line of questioning. We unfortunately had to make the announcement a couple of days ago on the show that Maroon 5 is doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Wow.
Do we live in a world where Foo Fighters don't exist anymore? You guys have never been called to play the Super Bowl, right?
That's not true. I've had multiple conversations over years with them where they say, we want to have a rock and roll band, and do you think you could do it? Do you think you could do a stadium?
They asked you if you thought you could do it.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, man. I mean, we do it all the time.
Here's a Wembley DVD. Check it out.
What a stupid and insulting question to ask you.
You get so clear. We're like, oh, my God, I think we're going to do the Super Bowl. And then it'll be like Madonna or Katy Perry or something like that. And so I actually got really hammered at this party in France once and got to meet the dude that does the Super Bowl thing. And I was like, I don't even want to do the Super Bowl.
I used
to want to do it, and I don't want to do it anymore. I got the Super Bowl. So,
not to be negative to Maroon 5, but it always seems like the final chapter of your career.
As if you do the Super Bowl, that's it?
Well, it kind of is. It might. I don't know.
No,
if it's jumping the shark.
That's not true.
That's like playing network.
Really?
No, but what about people like Beyonce has done it. She certainly has done nothing but continue to get great.
Dude, that's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce.
Come on.
Okay,
that's
how about Bruno Mars when he has done it in the last couple of years? That's the guy who's right
here.
It seems like it.
It seems like it. Yeah.
But that's the guy who's in the thick of probably the best part of his career. I don't think it means you're over. I just think it means you're popular and mass appeal, if you do it, I think.
We're just trying to come up with excuses
why we haven't done it. Exactly.
And Taylor just gave me the best outlook now that we can hope that this is it for Maroon 5. So thank you. Just kidding.
I love those five little morons. Come on.
I remember once asking you, Dave, years ago, if you had anything on the bucket list. And I think the thing that you said back then was
jamming with Sticks.
Sure. That you were hoping one day they'd get a Led Zeppelin reunion back together and you'd get the call. Like, that would be the dream gig of all time. You just played Kaboo with Robert Plant on the same bill last weekend or something like that. You guys crossed paths at all?
No. No, we were in and out of there. We played and then we split. But I did get to start a band with John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin.
Yes, you did. The Crooked Vultures, right?
That was like the best of both worlds because I got to jam with the greatest rock and roll bass player and write music with him and go on tour. So
yeah, that's
I'm
pretty
good,
sweet.
Man. I mean, it was pretty awesome. It was really fun to play with him.
Any other bucket list items at all for you guys or for your band?
I'm starting a catering company.
Okay. All right.
I think that
would you like to elaborate on
that? Yeah, we're not going to hear more about that first.
That's it.
I think that we should write and record a song with Barry Gibb.
Ooh.
And Olivia and John do all the background vocals on it.
Wow.
This is a fever dream, right? What's happening right now?
To Gibb. We got the beards.
I like it.
That's right.
Okay. We're just putting it out there in the universe.
Put it out there.
I've never heard that one before.
I just thought of it right now.
We're pretty close, too.
You talk a lot, don't you?
I know this guy pretty well.
It just happened right here.
Wow.
All right. Last push for our listeners. Tell them why they should grab up the available seats at Ticketmaster.com or standing room only for Cal Jam 18 in October.
Because Styx is playing.
Yeah, special guest Styx.
Wow, just announced.
It's
the first weekend in October, and like I said, I went last year, and it's a really good time.
It's pretty fun. Really fun. I mean, it's to be able to see Iggy and the Tenacious D guys and Garbage and the Foos and everybody on one stage in one afternoon.
It is a weird collection.
It's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Big show.
And you must regret that the band Thunderpussy got that name before you could, because that's an awesome band name.
Yeah, that's the hardest part these days is to find a band name nobody else has taken.
Sure.
Yeah. They used to call me Thunderpussy in high school. And then I tried to copyright it. And I just,
It's the name of my college a cappella band.
Was it? Yeah.
All right, Dave and Taylor, be sure to help yourself to whatever you see that you like on the way out of the K-Rock building before we tear it down. You're our final guests here in the building on the Kevin DeBean Show. We love you. We'll see you at Cal Jam and have a great time.
Hey, can I have that refrigerator thing that's near the coffee machine that looks like 1,000 people took a shit on it? Because I would...
It's yours.
Okay, good.
That has happened, and you can have it.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I don't know if that's up to code.
Can I have this microphone for my studio?
Sure, you can have the mic. Yeah.
Oh, can we take these little things?
Take whatever you want. Sure. Take it all. All right.
I mean, we got a lot of crap,
and it's all got to go.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. We put some of the better stuff on a wheel. It's called the Wheel of Crap.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to spin it. We're going to give it away. Two things to highlight. One is the couch in our office.
Yes.
Which you don't want.
But you kind of want.
But you don't want it.
Okay.
Because it's nasty.
We are, I've heard, we are making sure that whoever picks it up brings hazmat.
Correct.
Like the whole suit and everything.
And burns it in the parking lot. We're not going to allow them to take it home. And Dave the King of Mexico has a drum set that he doesn't want that we used for Melthon many years ago. It's been in Omar's studio. It's a full drum set.
Yeah.
It's not good.
This is like a free garage sale.
Right.
We have things that we need to get rid of.
So if you want to be on the Wheel of Crap and win something, 1-800-520-1067. We'll do that next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:39. Like we mentioned before, this is the last day that this radio station is in this building. And then Monday, we're going to try and broadcast from a new building. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, dear.
But we have a lot of stuff here, and we don't want to move with everything. I don't know how many times you've moved. Jensen, you're just now moving.
I'm mid-move, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many times do you go through your stuff and you go, don't want that, not moving that, not taking that?
It's so liberating.
It really is
one of the best feelings in the world to move your closet and be like, I still have bell bottoms. You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing?
That's the positive?
Yeah. And
you
get rid of it.
No longer.
Yeah, and then it's out of your life.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Don't need it anymore.
So we have a Wheel of Crap.
Wheel of Crap.
One of them is the autographed Mr. T in your pocket.
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
Beer mugs, leftover Veet back waxing strips from Vegas,
mm-hmm.
a surprise grab bag of shirts, a Kevin and Bean Show office ugly denim couch.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Mm-mm.
Arizona Cardinals Mardi Gras bead gift from Bean to me for Christmas. Not going to use that, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Dave the King of Mexico has a drum kit here.
Wow.
We have a container of poppycock snacks from my locker.
Well, that's weird.
And years and years ago, so I cannot tell you what condition they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Bean, April Foolishness, giant cutouts.
Yeah, I found something.
Did you?
In the office, I found a McDonald's unopened Szechuan sauce.
Oh.
At one point, these were like expensive on eBay.
People were getting in fist fights at McDonald's for this. Rick and Morty fans.
A man was murdered. over Szechuan sauce. No, I don't know.
Really?
I wish. But anyway, I found one of those, so I've joined into the festivities, and so that's on the wheel as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, so let's spin the wheel and see what we're going to give away first. Let's go to Jimmy in Los Angeles. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Spin it, baby.
I don't know what you're looking for, but what you win is... The Kevin and Bean Show ugly denim couch.
Unbelievable.
First thing.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
First pick of the draft.
Oh, my God, you're screwed. Hello?
What is it?
Oh, I thought
Jimmy,
you
Jimmy,
what is it?
It's the couch.
You got the couch.
You got the couch.
That's awesome. It's my man cave.
It's not
go
awesome.
My man cave.
It goes for your man cave.
All right. You will now be sitting in the same exact spot that Hooba Stank's at. Congratulations.
All right, let's go to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Welcome to the
Wheel of Crap.
There it goes.
There we go.
There
good luck.
Steve.
Sorry, the couch is longer available.
Couch is gone.
Well, I wanted the beer bug couch, but then...
And you get the autographed Mr. T in your pit.
Hey! Beautiful.
Middle name, period. Last name.
It's great as like old chain.
It's signed by him.
Oh.
All right, hold on. One is still engaged, I'm being told. I don't know.
Yeah, there's weird sounds happening all over the
Ryan
place.
Ryan in Huntington Beach, hi.
What it do?
It's the
Wheel of Crap.
Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
Here we go.
Crap.
What are you looking for? Doesn't matter. You get the container of poppycock snacks from my locker.
Oh. Lockout.
Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah.
Don't open it. Don't eat it. Thank you. All right, let's go to Juan in Riverside. Good morning, Juan.
Hey, bonk, bonk.
Bonk, bonk to you as well, sir.
Hey, Juan, what do you want?
Nope.
I want the drum set, and I want to start a band with Bean called the Hula Girls.
Oh, I want Juan to win the
drum set. I
want
that to win as well.
That's
Give
what
it
I
to
want.
Him. Give it to him.
All right, you get the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness giant cutouts.
Which could be members of your band.
This is just us with funny hats on.
It's not a premium item.
Juan. No, no, you got a common.
So it's not the drum set?
It's not the drum set. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you for calling, though. You don't get to ask what you get. No. That's the wheel.
No, this is not Tradio.
Right. Yeah. Nicole in Sherman Oaks, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Welcome to the
Wheel of Crap.
Woo! That was a good spin, by the way.
That was.
Ooh. And you get the Dave of King of Mexico drum kit.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. My son's right here. He's going to use it in his band.
No way.
Oh, my God.
This is going to make your
life
miserable.
Yeah, she's right. Saying great now.
She is, son is in Lit. The band Lit. So they got a new drum kit.
Congratulations, Nicole. Thank you for calling. Let's see. Let's go to Steve in Azusa. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome to the
Wheel of Crap.
Not a lot left.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
There isn't much left. That's true. Let's see here. What do you get? You get the McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
That's my contribution. Yeah.
The tiny little packet of Szechuan sauce.
Congratulations.
That's what I was hoping for.
There you go.
That is not what you were hoping for, but thank you for playing
Wheel of Crap.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54. Allie is here now with a look at the showbiz beat.
Well, what we do on Fridays around this time is we do a little thing that we like to call That's My Jam. It's our playlist. A lot of people don't know this. We are not the ones that decided right before we came on that we were going to play some No Doubt. We don't pick the music here. It is picked for us. So what we do is we have a playlist. It is called That's My Jam. It's songs that we're digging at the moment, songs that maybe came up on our playlist and we were like, oh, I remember that song. And then we compile all of them, Kevin, Bean, me, Dave, Christine, Beer Mug, Chip, Ruben, and today, Jensen as well. And we put it on this playlist. We're going to link it to our social medias at Kevin and Bean. Click on it and you can just press follow and you're going to have new music every single week. Kevin, you are up first. What did you pick?
Mine is from Tom Morello, the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine. He's got a new solo album out, and it's coming out, I believe, October 12th. Mm-hmm. And he's got a song called Rabbit's Revenge, and this is featuring Big Boy from Outkast, mm-hmm. and Bass Nectar, and Killer Mike.
Yes, that's a good lineup.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All on one song, and it's called Rabbit's Revenge.
Fight for my life like a mother, be a Trayvon. Fight for my life like a mother, be a Mike Brown. Because I refuse to be the next in the goddamn.
I love songs that just punch you in the face.
Yeah, that's Tom Morello's signature.
Love it.
Face punch.
A face punch.
Face punch.
Well, from that to Bean's pick. He is not here today, but we have his pick. It is from Lana Del Rey, and it is Mariner's Apartment Complex.
You lose your way, just take my hand. You're lost at sea, then I'll command your boat to me.
Very different.
Very, very different.
I like that.
He loves him some Lana Del Rey.
He sure does.
He sure does.
Obviously.
Obviously. Next up is Jensen.
That's right. I picked a new rap song that came out this last week. It is a rapper out of the D.C. area named Internet James. It's spelled I-N-N-A-N-E-T, which I would be my pick just based off that.
Just on the spelling?
Yeah, but he's up and coming, brand new. He's on a record label called Rostrum Records, which is where both Wiz Khalifa and Mac Miller began. And their careers.
Excellent.
And then went on to big labels. But this song that I picked is called Better Without You, and it features Pusha T, who I think is him and Kendrick are the two greatest rappers alive.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. You can dry your eyes, deceased leather, please don't cry. No tears in, baby, we're gonna be all right.
It's been way too long since I knew what it's like to win alone. I've been making it through, watch me cry, cause I'm better without you.
Wow, that's awesome, too.
It's a jam.
I like it.
That's really great.
I like it a lot. Well, my pick, I played some clips last week because it came out. It is from the upcoming Cypress Hill album. They're returning with Elephants on Acid. It's their 9th album, first in 8 years. It's going to be out on September 28th. And we heard this song, Crazy, last week. And we were like, okay, this sounds so good. And there's a woman singing on it. Mm-hmm. Her name's Brevi. She kicks serious ass. Her sound is amazing. Then I had to do a deep dive on Brevi. And she, her voice is... it's like butter, dare I say.
Butter.
And right. From what I understand, she's featured throughout the Cypress Hill album.
All right.
So I think she's on 4 tracks. But this track is from Cypress Hill. It is called Crazy.
Popo's coming, I'm on the run with the sun on my back and my elephant lung. I see another one, got an elephant gun. You can't see, it's an elephant son. He's so insane, that's what they say. He hit that bone too hard.
Love Cypress Hill.
Yep. I love them so much. Yep. Yeah, that album, again, is coming out supposedly September 28th. You could drop it now. I'm good.
Those are some good choices right
good,
there.
Good week. Good week,
choices.
Everybody.
Yeah. Good
and
week.
There's a new Brockhampton album that came out today. Great rap group that's been doing some amazing things. They're really taking over the world. But new album today. Just came out.
Do you get two choices now? Is that how it works?
We really don't. So you know I'm not sure why he did that.
I make my own rules. This place is that we're tearing this place down.
Burn it to the ground. But again, go to our socials at Kevin and Bean on Twitter and Facebook. We have linked the That's My Jam playlist. Just press follow and you're going to get new songs every single week by the team here at the Kevin and Bean Show. Some birthdays for you. Stephen King, Bill Murray, Luke Wilson, Dave Coulier, Jerry Bruckheimer, Cheryl Hines, Liam Gallagher, and that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie. If you would like to go to Will Ferrell's Best Night of Your Life, and trust me, you do, mm-hmm. He's got amazing comedians like Jerry Seinfeld. And Jimmy Kimmel's going to be there.
Kumail Nanjiani. Right? James Corden.
Jeffries.
Yeah.
Got an all-star.
Conan O'Brien.
He's got an all-star band.
Gallagher 2.
Carmichael.
I don't think Gallagher.
No, Gallagher 2.
Oh, Gallagher 2.
The brother, yeah.
1-800-520-1067. If you want to go to that show, we will give away tickets next here at K-Rock. We're going to give away some tickets right now for Will Ferrell's Best Night of Your Life. It's at the Greek Theater, October 6th. It's got an amazing lineup of comedians and musicians. Jerry Seinfeld, Samantha Bee, James Corden, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, Chad Smith is going to play on the supergroup. And it's just an amazing night. And
Yakov it raises money. Smirnoff.
I'm sorry?
Yakov Smirnoff.
Is he really there? Is that a joke? That's a joke, right?
Yeah, good.
So there's also a bunch of musicians making up a supergroup. So that is what we're going to ask you is we're going to ask you about supergroups, existing supergroups.
Yeah, do you want to tell him who's in that supergroup? It's Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. His supergroup is featuring people like, Chris Martin of Coldplay, Brad Paisley, Duff McKagan, Guns N' Roses, Mike McCready, Pearl Jam, Josh Klinghoffer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Duff McKagan. Did I say that?
Right? Yakov Smirnoff. He's also in the band.
But we all know what a super band is. You assemble some of the greatest from all different bands, and you come up with a super band.
All right. So let's start with Mariana and Carson. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, party people.
Good morning. Allie is going to give you a description of this super group. Then we'll play a clip. Then you'll have to tell us the name of the super group.
All right, Mariana. This band is a rock supergroup. They formed in Seattle in 1990. They've got Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, Stone Gossard. He's going to play on rhythm guitar. Jeff Ament, both of them ex-members of Mother Love Bone. Mike McCready on lead guitar. And Eddie Vedder sometimes did some guest vocals. What is that band?
Is it Mad Season?
Let's play you a clip and maybe you'll know. Yeah.
Here's a clip. All right, so we're just going to act like that first guess never happened.
So, Mariana, what is that super group?
It sounds kind of like Mad Season to me.
Well, that was the first guess, too, that you did. But here's what I would say about it. What if a
nope. You can't do that. Nope.
I was trying to help her. Sorry, I was going to say, what if a pet went to temple?
Legally can't do that. All right. No.
Fair enough.
That's a good clue, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Temple of the Dog.
Temple of the Dog, yes.
Yeah.
Not writing it down.
Sorry about that.
All right. Let's go to Omar in North Hollywood. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, guys.
Omar, this is not going well. Let's try and make
it. It's only been one. We're good.
No, I meant the whole the whole thing.
I got you.
All right. This rock supergroup formed in L.A. in 2009. John Paul Jones. He's a former member of Led Zeppelin on bass and keyboards. Then you've got Dave Grohl. We know him, Foo Fighters and Nirvana, on drums and backing vocals. Josh Homme, Queens of the Stone Age, Eagles of Death Metal. He was on guitar and vocals. What is that supergroup? Here's a song. All right, Omar, who's the band?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ali. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry, Omar. That was them Crooked Vultures.
Just so it's out there, before we started, I did make 8 different categories because you said it was going to be easy.
I thought that was going to be the case. No. So far, we haven't.
Oh, for 2, and I don't think it's going to get any easier.
No. This one will be easy.
Okay.
Laura in Los Alamitos, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Laura. I'm going to explain the supergroup. You're going to hear a snippet of a song, and then you're going to let us know who it is. This band consists of Guns N' Roses members, Slash and Duff McKagan. Matt Sorum is on drums. And then you've got a guy named Scott Weiland, formerly of Stone Temple Pilots. Here's a clip.
All right. What's your guess, Laura?
Velvet Revolver.
Hey! Yes! All right.
We got a winner so far.
Laura's in the drawing.
Hold on, Laura. All right. Let's go to Carlos in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Carlos.
What it do?
Bong bong.
It do.
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah.
When news broke of Davey Havoc from AFI working with the guys from No Doubt, a lot of people thought
Dream Car.
Hey!
All right. Hey, we got a second one.
Don't even need to play it.
Single-handedly my favorite band.
Wow. Lucky you.
All right. Excellent.
What are the chances his favorite band was his actual clue?
Oh, thank God, because this was going too long, so now we don't have to play the song.
Let's go to Henry in El Monte. Hi, Henry.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Henry. All right, this supergroup was formed in 1999. Guitarist Billy Howerdell. And Tool vocalist Maynard James Keenan. I'm going to play you a little bit of this song.
All right, Henry.
I'm going to say Blank the Dog. I have no idea.
Blank the Dog.
You say Blank the Dog?
See, I don't know why you're so mad at your dog, but no, that was a perfect circle.
By the way, that was sweet of you to think he was mad at the dog. I went a completely
different way. Yeah. I was like, why would you think that?
Oh, I thought he was shooting the dog.
No.
All right, that took a weird turn. Sorry about that, Henry.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's try Diego in Anaheim. Good morning, Diego.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Diego. This is an American rap / rock supergroup formed in 2016. They've
Trumps
got
to reach.
Hey.
Nicely done.
Well,
all right.
Well done. All right, so we don't get to hear them either.
We have time for one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's make it Emily in Glendale. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Emily. This is a punk rock / rap rock supergroup. They originally formed in 1999. Tim Armstrong from Rancid played with his friend and roadie. I'm sorry?
Did you guess?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
And
she
then
just yelled Siri to start to get the answer.
During this time, Armstrong played all the instruments himself, and then he decided, I need other people. So he invited Matt Freeman, Lars Fredriksson from Rancid, and Travis Barker from Blink-182. Here's a clip.
Who got the diamonds? Who gonna find them? Who gonna find them? I wanna taunt them. Diamonds and guns.
All right. Name that supergroup.
Is it Transplant?
It is.
Yes.
Four winners.
All right.
All right. So now they go into a drawing. Jensen is going to put... Oh, are you putting them in your pocket?
I'm putting them in my sweatshirt pocket.
Okay, this
weird
is
weird to look at.
Okay.
He's going to pull one name out.
Here we go. And the winner is... Emily!
Emily! Congratulations, Emily.
Thank you.
You got the tickets. Enjoy the show, and thanks for playing the game. Well, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's Friday, and that means that we do Keep It 100, where you get to text in your request, and the 100th texter, we will play your song. As long as it's in our system, you get it played. Even the crash test dummies.
That did get through 1 week.
That was a terrible, terrible choice.
Kevin wasn't here. But right? Bob Saget was here, and he wanted that one.
It's not a good song.
Yeah. It's a terrible song.
We could have said no to it, but we didn't.
But we should have.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still hoping for a Real Big Fish sellout, but I'm also hoping for... I heard there was a rumor that there is a Norah Jones song in your system. I don't know why.
Okay.
But if so, that could get into play.
Well, I feel like we need to hear the Mother Effin' montage.
Here are some of the songs you picked.
Candles down the drain.
Keep it 100.
All right, so some decent choices in there. You text us. Please put your name on it. I know you're not used to putting your name on a text because the person you're texting always knows who it's coming from.
Unless you're my mom.
We don't. So put that on there. Put on your request and text her 100. We will play your song coming up in about 10 minutes. Allie is here now with What's Happening.
Does your mom text you and then write, love, mom?
She has, yeah.
Oh, she's done that one.
And like a little dash right before it.
Oh,
mom.
Adorable.
Oh, okay, good to know, mom. Thanks for texting me from your phone.
Jensen, if you could pick any song.
Real
and
Big
you
Fish,
think,
sell out.
Okay, that's it? Really?
go on.
Well, that was going to be my question. What? And you think it's in our library. Like, I think back to when I was a kid.
Yes.
And I still love K-Rock. I shouldn't phrase it like that.
Right?
But my favorite time was like the new wavy 80s K-Rock.
Yeah.
So I would want to hear something like that. Or I every week I'm like, come on, Boingo. Come on, Erasure.
Well, I learned about Depeche Mode through K-Rock.
Same.
So that would probably be a big pick for 100%. Me. I had never heard them before the station.
Yeah. And here's the other thing is that we don't really clean out our system. So we're not taking songs out. So we just add two. And we have a pretty big library. So
absolutely.
If it's in there and your texts are 100, we will play your song coming up. Now it's time for What's Happening.
I like it. You guys heard about this Ticketmaster situation?
I have not.
Good God. It's
Oh, yes, I did.
It's not great. Ticketmaster has responded to a undercover investigation done by CBC News and the Toronto Star, calling the publication's reports of ticket scalping collusion categorically untrue.
Oh.
Here's what happened. Those publications, that's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and the Toronto Star.
Hey.
They sent journalists to an entertainment convention in Las Vegas over the summer where Ticketmaster employees allegedly pitched them on this custom design platform that they have called Trade Desk, through which the company helps resellers pick up large quantities of tickets to resell at higher prices, generating extra fees for Ticketmaster. Essentially, they busted them, allegedly, with a mass scalping program.
Insider trading,
they
basically.
They were in on it.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, it's their company.
Not only in on it, but doing
they
it
are
completely?
It?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
In the statement, Ticketmaster confirms that Trade Desk allows resellers to, quote, validate and distribute tickets to multiple marketplaces. But it says its seller code of conduct specifically prohibits the behaviors described in the investigation.
Oh, it's in the code of conduct?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, never mind.
Right.
Oh, I was nervous for a second because people don't read the code of conduct, but then I remember everyone does.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, it's fine.
But here's the thing.
Moving on.
What happened was they have the people saying, but really, we look the other way if this does happen. And then they were like, yep, we got you right there.
Yeah. Wow.
It's very ugly right now and very, very bad.
It is true, though, that when tickets go on sale immediately on Ticketmaster, not to sound very simple about this, but I go sometimes immediately when, and the whole thing is sold out. So I'm always like, yeah. That can't happen.
How's that possible?
It happens almost every Acoustic Christmas. Weenie Roast, people are like, it's sold out immediately. It's resellers. And we're like, no, it's not, you guys. And people are like, K-Rock's in on it. We're like, no, we're not.
I wish we were.
Now I'm wondering, are we in on it? But we don't know. It hasn't gotten down to us.
I mean, I don't think we're in on it. No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, that's what I'm getting paid in today. Just Acoustic Christmas tickets, yeah.
Or what if you were sent in?
Oh, to listen to you guys.
Yeah, you're the mole.
Hey, guys, so Acoustic mole. Christmas is pretty cool, huh?
Right? Or after...
You guys ever get them in bulk tickets and sell them? Talk closer to my collar.
Right? After the segment, you're like, but seriously, guys. You guys know anything?
People were super frustrated with Ticketmaster before this story.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, now people feel validated. It's not great.
Anyway, you guys want Drake tickets?
I'm still trying to use my Ticketmaster vouchers from that whole settlement thing. Like, and you can't use them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You only get to see like one Casey and JoJo show in Bakersfield. Yeah,
it's all like blackout dates.
Yeah. Darius, I could go see Darius Rucker, I think.
Sweet.
All right. All right.
Sweet.
Party.
When does that become a bad story?
Good times. This is insane. You know Noah Cyrus?
Yes.
It's Miley Cyrus's sister.
Dating Little Xanax.
I don't. What?
That's
this
a great
Mad
name.
Libs?
SoundCloud rapper. No, SoundCloud rapper. Little Xanny.
Well, here's the thing. She's selling a vial of her own sadness tears.
What?
Yep. Yeah. In preparation for the release of her new album, she's teamed up with clothing company Pizza Slime.
I like Pizza Slime.
It's good. On a limited capsule collection of merchandise. So she's going to have t-shirts featuring her father, Billy Ray Cyrus, tattooed with the words achy breaky. Sweatshirts that say Noah Cyrus sucks, but most notable is the small vial of liquid labeled Noah Cyrus tears, and it's being sold for what would you pay for it, even if you were the biggest Noah Cyrus fan? What would you pay for a vial of her tears?
Well, I know the price because I read the story.
I can't imagine even wanting that, but $50, $60?
Well, just for the record, the thing I'm most surprised by is not the price, but that there are Noah Cyrus fans.
Yeah, that's shocking as well. $12,000.
What?
Yeah.
$12,000.
That's the price they're starting at and expecting, or somebody actually paid that?
I will keep track of the story and see if somebody bought it. However, it does say on it, this is the quote along with this sale, human digestion of these tears is not suggested because tears are generally pretty salty, and that would just be super effing weird if you drank someone else's tears. What's happening with
this story?
Just for the record, Pizza Slime is sort of joking.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. But,
and they're getting people talking about Pizza Slime.
And I do think someone's going to buy it. That's my feeling.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be Little Excedrin?
By the way, we will get into Little Xanny eventually.
Oh, there is a little... Oh, Little Xanny. Yes.
Little Xanax. We will get into him.
Okay.
And I think you all will become somewhat obsessed with him.
Full face
tattoos. It's the whole thing.
Okay, face tattoos. Then I'm in.
Yeah. You'll love it.
Are there any young rappers now without full face tattoos? And Lil in front of their name.
There's not.
Okay.
You have to have a face tattoo to rap. But I do think it's time to start saying Big.
Okay.
Like Big Jeff.
How about
Big Steven?
Big Perky.
Big Perky's
good. So Big Percocet.
Yeah, that's good.
Big Perky. That's my rap name.
But I don't know. Yeah. Just go with Big.
You don't rap.
Sup, I'm Big Perky. I don't rap.
Then explain the face tattoos.
Thank you. Boom. Drop the mic. Great job.
TBS. Yeah. Coming back next year.
Oh. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. Stephen King, Bill Murray, Liam Gallagher, Dave Coulier, Jerry Bruckheimer, Cheryl Hines, and Luke Wilson. And that's what's happening.
It's time for Keep It 100. Yeah,
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
So we pick Texture 100, even if it's Crash Test Dummies, Although I feel like if Kevin was here, he would have vetoed that.
I mean, somehow we could have cheated.
Okay. Right? All right. Well, we don't. And here's the thing. Texter 99, Renee from the 818, she just missed out. She wanted to hear Sneaker Pimps, Six Underground.
All right.
So try again next week. And wow, real bummed we didn't get to this one. Texter 101, just missed by a smidge. David in L.A. wanted Creed's Arms Wide Open.
Oh,
F you, David.
David is effing with us.
David's my type of person. I allow ironic picks.
But instead, we have Texter 100, which is Lorenzo from La Habra.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why did you pick the song that you picked?
It's a song that I went to go see the band I'm driving when I was in high school. My first show I ever got to, first concert. So.
First concert ever.
Wow, oh, that's a good first show. Yeah. All
right. And have you texted before?
Yeah, I have a couple times, but I guess this time I finally got through.
And always this song?
No, other songs that I texted. Like, I think a Cypress Hill song I did too one time.
Oh, all right.
I mean, can we switch it? Just kidding.
I do like this song. This
I
is
do
a,
too.
This band was incredible live.
I do too.
All right, you want to introduce it for us, Lorenzo?
Yeah, it's at the drive-in, one on scissor.
All right. Well done.
Keep it 100. Yes, this is the campaign slithered entrails in the cargo bay. A new turd is a vastness, hollow vacuum, choppy oxygen tanks. They hibernate, but have they kissed the ground? Pucker up and kiss the asphalt now. Tease this amputations, winter blaring, shit has access now.
so much better than Crash Test Dummies, am I right?
I mean, oof. But what about Creed? Creed would have been great.
Creed would have been great.
I don't feel like that's a Friday, let's go into the weekend song. Okay.
Well, we have different weekends then.
Yeah, that's true.
I go in with my arms wide open.
Allie, you're pretty good at this game. What year? What year was this song released? Jensen's counting in the air with his fingers.
2007.
Oh, boy, no.
2001.
2000 or 2001.
2001. 2001.
Why do you keep saying the same?
She's actually watching the Stanley Kubrick film on her computer. It's not even about
it's
this.
2000.
Hey,
oh,
it was 2000.
Man.
I'll take it.
Why do I think 2007?
How are we supposed to?
I think Jensen got into him late, and I was thinking if he got into him late, he would have listened to that song in 2007.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, well, I'll go with that logic.
A conversation we had off the air.
Yeah, go with that logic.
And thank you for calling. Keep it 100. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10. Time for our final look at what's happening with Allie.
What's happening is our friend Matthew Bellany from The Hollywood Reporter. He sat down with the CEO and chairman of the Walt Disney Company, Mr. Bob Iger, and had some very interesting chats with him about Star Wars and do you think maybe you're putting too much Star Wars out there?
Oh, he asked him that pointedly?
Well, cool. He said... he asked him whether Disney and Lucasfilm should, quote, pump the brakes and not put out a Star Wars movie each year. So, yes, he absolutely did.
Each year, I think
did.
They put out more than one.
Yeah, I think they were doing...
Sometimes, yeah, the standalones.
By the way, I wouldn't mind one a year.
Yeah, one a year would be perfect.
I think maybe just that one in the summer threw it off a little bit.
Yeah, technically, although it made a ton of money, but not for the budget and not for what they put into the marketing, Solo failed.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's insane.
It didn't do well.
Yes, it is considered underperforming and a fail, which any other movie would be like, yes,
thrilled,
look what we did. Yeah, that came out last spring, and then that was just a few months after The Last Jedi. So that's why I remember people were saying, it's just too much Star Wars all at once, we don't need it. And do you remember when we were talking about Solo at the beginning, and I said... You guys, I'm about to say something that I never thought I'd say. I feel like it's too much Star Wars.
I do remember that because I was shocked because you're such a big Star Wars fan.
And all of you were like, you're an idiot, Allie. What are you talking about? And now it might seem it may be a little too oversaturated.
Fatigue. Star Wars fatigue.
Star Wars fatigue. Well, here is what Mr. Bob Iger said. This is his quote. I think the mistakes that I made, I take the blame, was a little too much too fast. You can expect some slowdown.
Let me ask you a question, though. If that movie was brilliant, do you think we would be having that same conversation? If it wildly exceeded the expectations, it was a smash, do you think they'd be saying, hey, is this too much?
Most likely not. But I also think the thing that didn't help was as we were hearing about Solo, we were hearing about Obi-Wan Kenobi, a Boba Fett movie.
Yeah, true.
We were hearing about all that, and people were just saying, too much, too much, too much.
Right.
See, now I have Marvel fatigue, but the rest of the world doesn't seem to have it.
I don't have that.
So that means that you can put out two or three a year and not really get people mad. But, I don't know. I think that the Marvel movies definitely... seem to have more anticipation than the Star Wars ones to me.
And do you think because it's such varied characters and with Star Wars it's the same people or reimagining of the people or...
I think technically the product's been better too. I mean, I don't want to be the guy who says, but the truth is the Marvel movies have been better than the Star Wars movies.
They really have been great.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we are going to have Matt Bellany on next week.
On Monday.
On Monday to tell us about the rest of his conversation because it is... fascinating what they talked about. Also, I believe next week we are giving away a Solo Xbox.
That's correct.
Right?
Yep.
Who doesn't want that?
Right?
Well, people who have Star Wars fatigue.
Oh.
The answer.
All right. Yeah. All right. Not sure if anybody listening heard the story earlier, but it is worth repeating. Beyonce's former drummer claims that Beyonce practices extreme witchcraft. Here's
not
the thing.
Just witchcraft. Mm-hmm.
Extreme. Yeah. Yes. According to The Blast, Kimberly Thompson sought a temporary restraining order following claims that she made against Beyonce. She said that when she was a drummer for her band for 7 years, she claimed that Beyonce started a campaign of harassment against her that includes, quote, extreme witchcraft, dark magic and magic spells of sexual molestation. She also claimed that Beyonce murdered her kitten, tapped her phones, and controlled her finances.
Okay.
Yeah. Her request for a temporary restraining order was denied by a judge. However, I feel like that judge might be chatting with Beyonce soon. Maybe Beyonce wants a restraining order against this ex-drummer. Or is this woman really telling the truth because Illuminati? No?
This would explain what happened to those other women from Destiny's Child, though. You know what I mean? That aren't Kelly Rowland.
Sure.
Like the not white she's Michelle extreme. Williams, and then the other two whose names I won't remember. But
okay,
maybe she's been doing this for a while.
She's extreme.
Yeah.
She's an extreme witch.
Yeah, get in formation.
Wow.
I can't with any of you. So, not sure if you heard, but a few weeks ago, Rob Lowe said that he wanted to get the West Wing crew back together. And Martin Sheen was doing an interview, and they brought it up with him. And he said he would love it. He'd love to be in a reboot of the Aaron Sorkin political drama. He said, I don't know how they'd fit me in, but of course I would be delighted because he'd be too old to be in office now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But Sorkin wound up telling The Hollywood Reporter that he envisions This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown in the Oval Office if the show were ever to be rebooted.
Interesting. That would be good.
So they asked Martin Sheen about this, and he said, I have to ask, I'm sorry, who is he?
Huh.
Quickly adding, he rarely watches anything outside of MSNBC and sports. He said, I'm watching Notre Dame now every Saturday afternoon. I'm kind of a dumpling, I'm afraid.
I'm kind of a dumpling.
I just thought that was the cutest thing ever. Martin Sheen explaining that he doesn't know who Sterling K. Brown is. One of, you know, the best actors of our generation, dare I say. The man is a vision.
He's great.
He's amazing in everything he's in. But explaining it away by saying, I'm a dumpling.
I myself feel like a dumpling.
I am now, that's now my go-to.
Yeah, I've not
I'm
heard
sorry, guys, I'm a dumpling. Just not really aware. And not sure if you watched Kanye's videos on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, I did.
I didn't see those.
Well, he made it clear not to come for his family. He's walking through what I assume was Chicago, because at one point a train goes over his head and he's like, hold on, the train. And my immediately thought was the train saying, I'm going to let you finish, but, but that's not the point. In the videos uploaded, he was defending his wife, Kim Kardashian, against comments made by Nick Cannon and rumors that she slept with Drake. But he kept saying in the videos that things were not sitting right with his spirit. And now that I'm up out of the sunken place, I think, and I can just be ye and express how I feel.
Ye, yay.
I think it's ye.
Yay, sorry. I said ye.
You said ye.
That's fantastic.
This is about Soon Ye.
Listen.
She's bummed about the whole Woody thing.
You guys, I'm a dumpling. Anyway, he said, if someone brings up my wife, you say, I respect that man, but I'm not going to speak on it. That's what he's saying to Nick Cannon. Don't talk about her. If someone even asks you in an interview, don't talk about it. He then addressed Drake and said, people were saying that you slept with my wife and you did nothing to squash those rumors. That's bad. But here's
because
what I
in
like.
A song, he said something about Kiki.
Yes.
And so Kanye's putting one and three together,
mm-hmm.
and saying that's about Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
So Kanye said, if I had a girlfriend from Chicago and her name was Renita and you was married to Rihanna, I wouldn't make no song called Riri. Okay. Well,
right.
Then that.
I mean, it makes good sense to me.
That
yeah.
Certainly.
I mean, that's Kanye logic.
Follows.
That's ye logic.
Ye logic. Yeah.
Ye. Yay. Who cares?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's apparently what we're doing now. We don't pick up the phone.
All right.
We just don't address people.
Stories,
you
yeah.
just go right to social media, and that's how you talk it out.
Spill your guts.
But
yeah.
he did have comments for Drake, mm-hmm. Nick Cannon, and Tyson Beckford, which is sort of the like. Cell phone order of, you know what I mean? Like tallest, middle,
right.
smallest.
Right.
Like, he really does hit the importance every A, B, and C, D, F of kind of entertainers there.
It's just bizarre. But I like that he thinks he's out of the sunken place.
Yeah, no, he's lower than ever.
He's in trouble.
Yeah. And he owes me $300.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah,
unpaid.
You should write a book about that.
Right?
I will. I'll look into
good.
It.
All right. Some birthdays for you. Dave Coulier from Full House. Jerry Bruckheimer. His list of movies, you guys?
Yeah.
Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop, Pirates of the Caribbean, Cold Case, Armageddon, Black Hawk Down. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
A lot of explosions.
A lot of explosions.
He does explosions well, yes.
Yeah. Well, so did I at the beginning of the show, but that's a whole other story. Cyril
there
Hines.
There was some bad boys in there, too.
Black Hawk Down.
Oh, boy.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Liam Gallagher, Bill Murray, Stephen King. I think I said that. Who cares? That's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. Thank you, Jensen, for filling in today, for being. We'll see you on Monday. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. And we all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bonk, bonk.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is awkward, guys, huh?
Right?
Roll another one.
That's something else right there, man.
Just like the other one.
I'd rather you Google it.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you'll never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want ya, and I need ya, and I'm down for you always. Beat it, kid.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Oh, this is gonna be such a hoot.
This one seems to be about spent.
Quitter.
And I don't have another cent.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Oh my gosh, no.
Right?
Just pass it around.
I am confused.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
Janky.
Well, just pass it on down.
I never heard that song before. And once I heard it, I did not care for it. But that song means it's time to go home. Now, it's my favorite song.
To be continued?
To be continued.
Mr. Bobby, come on down here.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
This is going downhill fast. I think it'd be a great time to go to commercial break myself.
Help me, Oprah Winfrey!
Bong, bong.